it's springtime and something's in the air. No, not the flowers or the trees or the pollen. Not even love. Our Ed Harrow has a story.
Hi, would you like to buy some Girl Scout cookies? It's really delicious.
Yes. Yes, I would. That's right. It's Girl Scout cookie season. And who doesn't love Thin Mints, Tagalongs, and those new weird healthy ones?
Our girls last year were able to distribute over $700 million worth of cookies. That's a lot of moolah.
That's Denise Pesich, national spokesperson for the Girl Scouts. Clearly, she's proud of her little green-clad entrepreneurs. And their cookie business has a lot of fans.
Thin Mints are like crack. I have prostituted myself for Thin Mints. I have.
So, yeah, they're really popular. But have you ever noticed that these cookies slash crack are only available once a year?
The whole entire process usually happens within a four-month period of time. We don't sell all year round because the intensity of the program is too high. There are other experiences that girls want to do.
Unless those experiences include slaving away in front of a hot oven, making more cookies, I'm just not interested. Girls, America loves your cookies. You can't just sell them for 4 months, disappear, and leave us high and dry. It's not just irresponsible, it's missing out on a huge, year-long business opportunity. Have you considered that you've left the door wide open for a rival cookie seller?
You know what? They would love to try that, but I will tell you that you would have a very difficult time reaching the mythical proportion that we do right now.
That sounds like a challenge, Denise.
It's a great challenge, is it not?
Yes, it is a great challenge. So I created my own brand to directly compete with the cookies America loves so much. Of course, I couldn't call them Girl Scout cookies.
Man Scout cookies. You want to buy some Man Scout cookies?
Man Scout cookies?
No, thank you.
I don't know, man. They don't look too good. They all cracked up. They look like you're chewing on a couple of them, licking the frosting out the middle.
What flavor are they?
White. Man Scout cookies for sale. Man Scout cookies.
Seriously, I'm scared of those. I would not touch them.
I wouldn't either. I wouldn't touch them at all.
Do you have any that are in a box?
You know, a lot of people like the box. I only have a baggie.
How much are they?
They're only $3 a bag.
All right, I'll take it back.
Really?
Yeah, really. For the Girl Scouts, no?
No, they're for me, the Man Scouts.
Nah, I don't want those.
So, like, a better box and, like, throw these in there, you think?
Mm. Yeah. Then I'd totally buy a Man Scout cookie.
Yeah.
You hear that, Girl Scouts? Watch your backs. Because next year, I'll have a box. Or at least better baggies.
It sounds really creepy to hear you tell Girl Scouts to watch their backs. You know what? I think Man Scout cookies really should come with a great package.
Ooh, wow.
Are you going to go for a uniform next year?
Yeah, I've already made an adult-sized sash and beret, and I'm doing some market research.
I'm so creeped out.
At playgrounds.
Oh, God.
No, I know.
Go,
it's too creepy.
Leave,
so I don't do it in the playground. I do it in my car.
Hi.
I'm straight.